Hello?
Yes.
Hello, is Michael in, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Michael, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Sorry for the delay getting back to you. It's been a madhouse, to be honest, last week of the month. I'm doing well, though. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay, so I wanted to go over your loan. I used to be in the underwriting side of things, so I spoke to our underwriters, but I have a good idea of what we can provide and kind of what's going on with your deal, because your deal's been like shopped around to every single person in the industry, and I don't want to run your credit. We take a look at soft credit if we take it to a partner, but we're not going to run your credit all over town. So here's kind of the general thoughts that I have, and please give me some feedback, okay?
Sure.
So we're not going to include these equipment finance agreements. These don't really have anything to do with the situation. It's really about your cash flow. So on square one, you've got $14,000, not including deal struck. You got $14,000 a month going up. And on American Kitchen, you've got $72,000. And I understand that a lot of people probably offered you some pretty, pretty short terms that you don't feel are going to help your business. So I want to give you my thoughts after seeing the underwriters of what we can do here and what really, not just what we can do, but what the industry will qualify you for. So there's a few different ways to look at this. The first thing is, let's take a look at square one. So if we look at square one bar and grill, you've got good ending balances, but the challenge with these working capital loans is that you have to net a large amount of money. So if we look at square one, we have to not just refinance debt, we have to make sure that you're netting a healthy amount of money, because if you're not netting any money, it doesn't really do anything. It just hurts you, to be blunt. So
sure.
Your balances on square one on your numbers are $127,000. And typically, most lenders, including ourselves, would like you to net at the minimum 50%. So even if you kept your deal struck loan, what that means is that you would have to net 127 times 2, that's $254,000. And the challenge, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sure.
And the challenge is that an underwriter will be fired, or not fired, they'll be highly questioned if they allow a loan approval that represents 200% of your revenues. Okay? Now, if that is possible, you're gonna see one credit check from Bank of Cardiff and one credit check from one of our partners. But if that's possible, you're looking. That's one way to do it. The other thing is let's look at your other account. So if you look at American Kitchen, the only loan you've got there is your IOU loan, correct? Hello.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought I lost you. So the only loan, so you got your IOU loan there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at your American Kitchen for June. So you're running about $70,000 that month, and so the challenge is if your IOU loan is $72,000 of a balance, we'd have to do 72,000 times 2. That's 144, which almost is double your revenue. So I think the challenge that people have had that you have spoken to is that they're hoping for a miracle. Basically what they're doing is they're throwing your transaction against the wall and they're saying, hopefully this thing sticks. But the challenge is you're doubling your revenue. Now, the other part of it is this. A lot of these lenders in this industry, they quote unquote give discounts to pay off early, but let's not kid ourselves. Most of the money, the challenge is also most of your balances are in a sense prepaid interest, okay? And so the challenge is, like, I'm familiar with IOU. You probably got these loans are all about cents on the dollar. So you probably got like a 25 to 30% loan from them, I'm assuming, over a year, correct?
Yeah.
Something in that nature. Okay, let's call it a 128. That's a very popular program. But what that really means is that if we pay off their loan, we're essentially doing 28%, not over a year, but we're doing 28% over 6 months. And so you're getting hit with a lot of prepaid interest. And furthermore, I don't think it's going to solve any problems. So there's two or three ways that I'd like to look at this file and give you some options. It also all comes down to need. And I guess the question I'd ask you is this. If you can't put these loans together, can you just hold on for a few months? Or is this something that needs to be done, you know, within a month? Do you need cash?
No, I can hold on. It's not an issue.
Okay.
But the thing is, But the thing is, if I can hold on a few months, and then at this point, I would rather suck it up for another 3-4 months, and then I'm out of debt, you know, because if you look at the schedule that I sent you, within 9 months to 10 months, I'll be almost done with the big one.
You know, a lot of customers, it's really none of my business at the end of the day. I think what happens with a lot of customers, and you're doing it the right way, you're applying for loans before you actually go to zero, and that's enabling lenders to keep giving you loans. Because lenders in this industry, as long as they see a few grand in the bank account, they're going to keep giving you money. So here are the basic avenues you have. If your balances right now, regardless of what anyone tells you, they're way too high. Right now, your balances relative to your revenues are out of control. And that's okay. That's just how this industry works. As people keep giving you money on shorter and shorter terms. Here's my suggestion from my experience. Nothing wrong with kind of bringing it back down reasonable levels. Your balances on, say, so you've got 130 give or take and about 70 grand give or take, plus your deals truck loan. My thought is this. Even if we can keep paying off deals truck would throw out the numbers completely, so I don't think that's an approach to take. Here's my approach.
It's not what I called you to begin with. Surely when I get the offer, I get the offer for a year or 10 months or 12 months, you know.
Correct.
Whatever. The only reason I called you because on the offer you guys sent me, it says 3 years and 5 years.
We
and
do that. We do provide that. We absolutely
and
do provide
that. Saying, if you take my $250, which I'm paying $20,000+ on a month, and you stretch it over 3 years, I'll be paying third a week, you know, I'll be paying third a month, you know, comparing to what I'm paying right now.
Okay.
That's the only reason.
But
if you want to approach it the same way everybody else approaches for a 12-month deal, yeah, of course it's not going to work out.
No, it's I'm not going to approach it because I actually know what I'm doing. The vast majority of the people in this industry are going to shock on your credit all over town, have zero clue what they're doing. I do have one question. You reference a loan called Lift Forward. And Lift Forward is on Square One, correct? Let's take a look. No, it's on Square One.
Yeah.
But I don't see any drafts coming out of the bank account. So where is that coming out of? What is the payment? Because I don't see that coming out. That's my only question that I have. I see the other company.
Oh, actually, no. What they did is that they have some company servicing their loans now.
Okay.
So I don't make a payment directly to them. I go on some website and I make a payment over there from my from a different account.
Oh, so it's a different bank account?
Yes.
Okay. How much revenue? Is that just an account just for that loan, or is it for a different account? Is it for different purposes? Is there more revenue?
No, I have this account, the same account that I use to pay, Dealstruck and everything.
Okay, but there's not. That's just usually for loan purposes. There's no additional revenues going into that account, correct? It's just
transfer
account.
No, revenue. No, it's just to make payments.
Okay. So what that's referred to is stacking, and I think I like to understand customers and, you know, help them out. And so here's my general view, because you've talked to a lot of people, and it's not a good approach to talk to you the same way. It's not going to accomplish your goals. It's not going to get you where you go to go. So there's a few basic ways to look at this transaction. You have a lot of debt right now, and I don't mean out of control debt. I mean out of control. These lenders have used creative ways to get you more and more money, because my whole opinion is that many people in this industry have a reckless disregard for their customers. They do not care about their customers. They're only here to make a commission. I'm sure you understand that, correct?
Of course.
Yeah, we have people call us all the time that, hey, I've got this customer, but they've been in the industry 3 months. So here's the challenge. You want to take your debt and re-amortize it, redo the debt over 5 years. The problem is with that kind of line of thinking is that we cannot just refinance your debt, nor should anyone. Because the problem that we have and our underwriters have is this, is that if we do that, and we've done that before, that customer takes a loan from us, re-amortizes the loan, and guess what they do the next day?
What?
They get another loan. They get another loan, and they stack on us. So here's my general thoughts that I have for my underwriters right now. You don't necessarily need to pay off Dealstruck, but you need a better solution. So there's a few ways to look at it. Right now, you should net at least 50% of each dollar. So if we give you $100,000, you should at least have $50,000 go into your bank account at a minimum. That number should be higher, but that should be a minimum. So here are the options. And can you hear me okay?
Yes.
So you've got about $137,000 of debt on a current business. You got 70 on another one. Here are the basic options that I'd like to provide you and see if this works. If you are open to it, do nothing. Wait for a few months for your loan balances to come down. If your loan balances come down, so let's just say you're paying, I can give you an idea. So on your debt schedule, and by the way, I've looked at your file. I can give you as much equipment financing as you can possibly need, but this is cash. This is a completely different product. So if you're looking, and this is unsecured, so this is not secured financing. If you're looking, you're paying about, and I don't even see that other loan, but if you're paying about, let's see, $14,000 a month, if you're paying $14,000 a month, what you can do is either A, we can give you a, wait a few months, your balances in 5 or 6 months, your balances will come down to around 70, and you'll have the ability to A, get a lot more money at longer terms because you don't have so much debt, and if you get 140 or 150 from us or whatever it may be, most of the money's going to go into your account. That's the first option. That's if you can wait, and I do believe that waiting will enable you to get a lot more options, not just from Bank of Cardiff, but from a lot of other lenders. There is one other option that I want to run by you, okay? So I assume people have offered you, you know, you did your loan with IOU, but I'm assuming people are offering you like 3 or 4 month loans, really crazy stuff, correct?
Oh yeah, I don't even look at those.
Okay. So the reason why those loans are expensive is, and most lenders don't disclose this, I can't tell you for certain because I don't see the loan contracts that you've signed, but there are many lenders, when you're taking on a loan on top of another loan, it's technically a violation of the contract, but people do it all day long. I don't think giving you a 4 month loan solves you any problems. I really don't believe that. But there is something
that... That's going to make my problem bigger, yeah.
Okay. There is one other solution we can do. So most lenders in our industry, when they give what's called a second position loan, their terms are very, very expensive. Horrifically. We're talking about 3 or 4 months, 40 or 50%, very expensive, desperation money. What we can do is if you want some additional cash without paying off these loans, we can explore a reasonable second position, which is something between 6 to 12 months, not 3 months, not 50%, something 6 to 12 months. However, we're not going to give you a tremendous amount of money. It'd be a higher risk loan for us, so it'd be something where it's more of something to get the relationship started, and you'd probably get between $20,000 to $50,000 on either business, if not both. That is another idea our underwriters have for you if you're open to that solution.
All right. I mean, I don't need on both businesses. I mean, I could use maybe $40,000 on one of the businesses.
Okay. So, how much do you pay Lift Forward on a daily basis, or how do you pay them?
On a monthly basis. It's like the balance with Lift Forward is small, it's almost over. But I pay on a monthly basis about $6,000.
Okay. And how many? It says $3,000. Do you pay more than the minimum due?
Oh, $3,000? Yeah, I guess it's $3,000.
Okay. How long, how much did you borrow from them, and how what was the original term payback?
I borrowed $80 from them. I think the payback is $80 or $60 maybe. I think I borrowed $60 from them.
Okay.
And at one point, I made a big payment as well.
Okay, so is that like a line of credit, or is it a business loan?
No, that's a business loan. That's a term loan.
What are the terms? How long is the loan over?
Honestly, I gotta look at the contract.
If you want, I would suggest looking at the contract. And I think kind of the way to slice this is here. We actually work with a partner out of New York, and we had them take a look at your file because we have a special relationship with them with you larger loans, and they've seen your file multiple times. And so, even though we have better pricing, I think really what we want to do is provide a solution. And so my whole underwriter's thought is this. Right now, taking all your debt and rolling it into it, it's going to, if you owe $250 and we have to give you 50 cents on the dollar, that turns your $250 debt into a $500,000 debt, and that's just a huge amount of money. But the way to really, and it's, there's two ways, and I understand that wanting to look for money before, you know, you need it. So I think really what I'd like to provide here is just an olive branch to start the relationship if you're interested. And that means that if you're open to a non-crazy working capital loan of 6 to 12 months, we can do that. And the reason behind that is this. If we refinance one of your loans, you're going to prepay so much interest that it's going to make your effective cost of borrowing shoot up. So to give you an idea, if I give you a 6 or 12-month loan for $20,000 to $40,000, maybe $50,000, what does that do? Well, that enables you to get a relationship going, not kill your cash flow, and as you pay your balances down over time, in 5 or 6 months, there's a lot of different options. Yeah, or just naturally wait. But we definitely don't want a customer to apply with us and us just say no. But if you can dig up your contract with LiftForward and send it over to me, and then think about these ideas and give me a call tomorrow, then we can start putting things together if you are interested in moving forward.
Makes sense. No, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think waiting is the best option, and if I need cash, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Just let me think it over tonight, and then I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the whole LiftForward thing, like my whole thing is this. Right now, you're paying about $9,000 to Rapid. So I don't know if that LiftForward is actually, it might not be something we have to pay off. I don't know if that is something we'd have to pay off or not. If we have to pay that off, then the numbers kind of get discombobulated. But if they don't, I think giving you a loan where it's like, hey, look, here's 30 to 50 grand at reasonable terms to start the relationship. We've done that a lot, to be frank with you.
Got it.
Okay.
All right, man. Thank you very much for your help.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Give me a holler anytime.
Definitely. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.